Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. How can I help you?
Yes, I don't even know what this is that I'm calling, but it's been on my credit card statement for at least 6 months, and I don't know what I am paying for, and whatever I am paying for, I want to cancel because, as far as I know, I don't have anything.
Okay.
Or can you tell me what this is regarding, or what this is payment of $19 a month is going to? Yeah. Sit down.
Okay. What's your zip code, please?
93-93405.
All right, and thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Nicole Galvez.
Okay. They said Nicole Galvez. Would you allow my mom to locate that account for you, please?
Okay. And Galvez is with a Z, not an S.
All right. And may I please have your phone number?
559-410-410-4039.
All right. And how much are you being charged again?
$19.
And where did you find this number?
My what?
Where did you find this number?
On the description on my credit card, it says merchant name, national, Qualicom, amount $19, and it says type, purchase, and description. It says national qualifying com, and then it says the number.
Okay. It's a national qualifier. Would you allow me one moment?
Okay.
Let me double check something. You say you're being charged $19.
Yeah, and I went back at least 4 months of it's been on there consistently. So it's probably been on there longer than that. And I just, you know, I just bought a house about a year ago, and I have all kinds of payments and things going out, and it just must have been just keep going automatically from something, and I want to get it either reimbursed or find out. I don't even know what it's for. Can you tell me what it's for or what
well,
your company is? Or
With our part of customer care service, we answer the phone for different companies, so I wouldn't know if I actually had the account pulled up. Do you have another phone number you could have used, or do you have an order number by chance?
Nope. I could just call my credit card company and get it taken care of that way. I just thought I'd do it this way myself. It could be some kind of fraud for all I know.
Well, I'd be more than happy to help you, but I have to actually have to have something pulled up.
Yeah, that's all it says. It says just says thank you for your payment, or it just says purchase. Taz, Jack, get inside. Get inside. Come on. Get inside. Get inside, Taz. Come on, now, inside.
And what does it say?
What was that?
You were giving me something that it was saying.
Oh, it just says the merchant name, the amount, the date, the transaction date. Purchase, it just says type purchase. That's all it says. And then the description says this number.
All right, would you allow me one brief moment, please?
Okay.
All right, can I have the first season list for digits of the card that's being charged?
Okay, let me go back to my card. $18.21 are the last, the Indian numbers on the card.
What was the first season last four digits? And what was your
1821 Nicole Galvez.
Gotcha. For security purposes of the account, can you verify the address, please?
1057 Jean Drive, San Luis Obispo, California.
Thank you. And I was able to look at the account for digital certificate and online firearms. So it looks like you did a concealed carry for a handgun. And you also enroll in the online training portal, which is the $19 a month. It gives you, like, it's a video. So training video gives you different information, safety information on how to use the handgun. The $19 is a monthly membership to a continued training website that provides additional firearms, self-defense, and preparation training to those who have received their concealed carry training certificate.
Okay, well, that's a fraud thing because I had done that almost a year ago, and it said that I got my concealed weapon license, and I never received it, but they charged me, and then they're charging me $19 every month on top of that for a training?
No. It's a video.
Well, or a video. Like, that's ridiculous. I want to cancel it, or how do I fight it to get paid back for all that because I never even received anything in the first place when I did the first time. So I just figured, okay, cut my losses. I didn't receive it. I didn't know they would keep on charging me for shit.
Mm-hmm. All right, would you allow me one moment? I mean, I can get it closed out. Now we do have a script refund policy, and who is a courtesy? So I can give you a $9 refund back.
A what?
$9 refund.
$9? No, I want to dispute it or whatever and get my money back for shit I didn't even get this whole time.
Have you already spoke with anyone about the charges, or did you just give us a call?
I just gave you a call because it didn't say what it was for, and that's why I was calling to see what it is for, and then when you said that, it's like, what the hell? I've never even received anything for that or to have that. And then to be charging me $19 for a video every month that they know that I don't even go on there to get, or I'm not accessed any of it, it'll show that. So I want to get paid back for it or file a disclaimer against them, take them to court, whatever I got to do, because that's BS.
Well, I do apologize about the misunderstanding. Would you allow me one moment? Let me see what I can do.
Okay, thank you. Chad, Jack, you guys are worse than kids. Stop it. Stop. What's the matter with you? Chill out. Stop. I mean, if it's better to go through my card company and tell them so they could do something, I don't know.
Which allow me one moment. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
All right, so I did go ahead and refund the $19. I know you say you know it goes a bit far and you want, you know, all of your refunds, but as a courtesy, I mean, the system only will allow me to refund back three refunds of $19.
Okay.
All right.
And that'll cancel it as well. Like, I won't be charged again. I won't have to worry about any of that, right?
It most definitely be canceled. Would you allow me one moment, please? And I do apologize about this misunderstanding.
No. Okay, thank you. No, I'm sorry. I appreciate it very much. So I'll get three back pay. I'll get three of the, out of the 3 months, I'll get the $19 for three months. That's it?
Right, 3 months of $19.
Okay. Okay.
Right. I'm processing it now. Would you like more, Mom, please?
Okay. I praise you because, girl, I know your job's hard. To deal with people is not even your fault. You know what I mean? This is. I'm sure you get a lot of backlash from.
I apologize.
Oh, no worry.
Let's see here. Want to allow me one moment, please? All right, thank you for holding. So I did go ahead and get that account closed. And this will prevent all future charges, and you'll receive that refund 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and can I get a confirmation of this sent to my email?
You said can you get what now?
A confirmation that it was canceled and that I'd be refunded in 3 to 5 days.
Yes, you received it within 24 hours.
An email, you guys have my email on file?
Yeah, let me verify it.
Okay.
Want to allow one moment, please? So the email we have on file is loaded. I'm sorry. I'm trying to cancel. We have nglabez@osmose.com. Would that
Perfect.
Be a good email?
Yes.
Okay, well, you'll be receiving a confirmation letting you know that I did refund the $19 and this account is closed. Is there anything else? And you'll be receiving the 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you very much. And it was for the 3 months, the $19 for 3 months going to be refunded, right? Okay.
Correct.
I appreciate your time so much. Thank you for your patience with me.
No problem. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That'll do it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.